Welcome to the African Album Review Podcast, where we review Africa's best and latest music projects.
Africa, Murise. My name is MJ, and once again, I welcome you to the African Album Review Podcast. Thank you so much for joining me on the podcast today, my people. How you doing? As for me, I cannot complain. Things are going well. And of course, I am back with another African album review. So let's do this thing.
The latest African album review is...
I remember hearing Moonchild Sunnily for the first time a few years back. I think it was around maybe 2016, 2017. And wondering what I had just heard. I'm not really sure what the song was, but she was unique and very different from anything I'd ever heard before. Ever since then, I've been a fan and she's always piqued my interest. Now she's got a new EP that she dropped titled Nudes, and I thought, why not review it? Nudes has got 8 tracks, 29-minute runtime, 2 features, and multiple producer placements. True to form, the Nudes cover features Moonchild Sunnily in a seductive pose, sitting on a chair wearing knee-high socks and her usual legless bodysuit. Oh, and the teal color hair, that I'm sure she's copyrighted by now. And that's pretty much the cover.
Album review.
Let's analyze the music.
Bashiri is actually an exciting track for me, particularly because it is a current reflection of how Gom has evolved from the sound of the Omunyes and the recently uncancelled Babes Odumo, which was really, really hot like around 2017, 2018, maybe 2019. This one comes with a popish electro afro punk twist somewhat, and the song is about a woman that is being cheated on by her husband and thinks that him coming home after doing God knows who out there is a sign that her faithfulness to the Lord has made him come back. Now, the title Bashiri was interesting because I actually think it's a play on a popular pastor, prophet, whatever he calls himself, who's called Bushiri. But you know what, we'll leave that one for another day. Be that as it may, the song is fire. Thunder Thighs is the Ama Piano hit it thinks it is. I mean, we already know the song is a hit after it was released some months back, but the bass line is thumping from ear to ear while Moonchild Sunnily gives a sultry, seductive delivery talking about how much the Thunder Thighs will rock you where it matters most. Certified hit, no question. I mean, yo, me, that Ama Piano, I'm here for it. You know what I'm saying? The song New Town Chips, Aramboa remix, is a pop dance hit that I really, really love. It again has that sort of electro afro-punk sound that she's known for, and the hard-hitting kicks and snares, they sound sort of metal-y. Is that even a word? And are exactly what this song needed. They go well with the beautifully delivered vocals and undoubtedly one of the songs of the album. And of course, if you do like what we do right here on the African Album Review Podcast, head over to motomotomusic.com. motomotomusic.com, top right hand corner. Click the PayPal icon, donate some coins, please. Thank you.
Album review.
The technical side of things.
Now, the genres you find on Nudes are Gom, Ama Piano, Electro Afro Punk, Kwaito, and a bit of trap hip hop going on there. In some way, I didn't know what to expect on this EP. Moonchild Sunnily has so much range, so you don't really know what you're expecting. And projects are different, right? Some artists choose to go with versions of themselves that are most popular, I guess, the radio hit sort of route. At the same time, you get other artists who are like, you know what, for a project, I want to give something a bit different, something that's more dear to my soul, that speaks to who I am. There was enough variation in the beats to keep Nudes very surprising as an EP. When you consider songs such as F-Boys, which is quite a number, and I know you might be thinking Kwaito in 2020, but maybe let's say Kwaito in 2018, because she released this song a while back. If you know the genre, then you know what it is. This song is straight up Kwaito. It really speaks to how versatile Moonchild suddenly is. Not only beat-wise, but as a rapper, yes, I said rapper, vocalist and outright performer. She has a much more solid arsenal than you realize. Like, she could attack any beat, any style, any day, anyhow. I'd say oozing sex appeal and being comfortable in her sexual being is simply what Moonchild suddenly will bring to the table. However, there's much, much more to who she is and a deeper side to this. On the surface, most of us would think she's just sexually liberated enough to sing about D, etc. On the other hand, it's actually a form of social commentary where she puts forward scenarios to get women questioning certain things, especially in conservative African cultures that don't afford women their rights. Her music is a bridge to thoughts some people would only keep to themselves, and actually opens up conversations that maybe might never be spoken about because it's considered taboo and blah blah blah. And again, she was one of her last songs, I can't remember which one it was banned on radio because of this, but it really shows that there's, when you peel the layers, there's so much more to it. The tempo of Nudes was undoubtedly consistent pretty much from start to finish, and it kept things moving. I guess in a way that's not always easy to do in 8 tracks. However, the songs still have to actually do that for the artist sound-wise. It's not just about, BPMs and all that. One thing you'll find here is if you are a Moonchild suddenly fan, then you would have heard a good 4 or 5 tracks or so from this EP over the last couple of years, 2 years roughly. This doesn't take away from the vibe though. The fact that some tracks are over 2 years old is my only criticism of Nudes, honestly. She's so good, some of us just want to keep getting new material from her. But to be fair, she's made so many features locally and internationally in the last year or two that it would be highly ungrateful to ask for more new material. Her near elementary delivery is a masterstroke. It means she's super unique while making some of the catchiest music you'll ever hear. It sounds like nursery rhymes and is so easy on the ear. She brings a playful, fun, and mature artist that has mastered the art of creating hits without overcomplicating music. I gotta say this, I never, ever get tired of hearing her voice. Ever.
Album review.
The final thoughts.
Overall, I'd say Nudes is undoubtedly one of the drops of 2020 on the African front. Moonchild suddenly's music has changed over the last few years and become the staple of any party that's worth it, especially Mzansi. Add to that, she is world-renowned after making it to Beyoncé's Lion King soundtrack, so she's a sought-after musician. My favorite songs on Nudes are New Town Chips, the Aramboa remix, Thunder Thighs, Bashiri, F-Boys, which warns women against the type of guys that use women and lie to them to get sex. Yeah, for sure. Other songs I like are Where the D-Cat and Where Mame. That's my song right there. Anyway, you can listen to Nudes online across numerous streaming platforms. I highly recommend it if you like a fusion of sounds in the electro, house, pop, afro punk, and dance realm, as well as amapiano. Yeah, this album's got it all, honestly. But yeah, give it a try. Moonchild Sanele, Nudes, the EP. And that's it for me. My name is MJ Omota, son of Zimbabwe, signing out. This was the African Album Review Podcast. Peace. Day and day.
Moto Moto Music, the best place to listen to podcasts about African music online.